Thursday's event in Saratoga Springs is one of three across the state called Workforce 2025. Educators and industry leaders working together to address the middle-level skills gap and prepare New York's workforce of the future. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to the crowd about the state's work to promote STEM education.
We need to convince people that you don't have to be afraid of technology, that this is an opportunity for you no matter what field you choose, because that is the future.
She made mention of New York's Excelsior Scholarship Program, which offers free in-state tuition for qualifying students. According to Hochul, 65% of children in middle school today will end up in jobs that do not even exist yet.
We need to be able to offer employers a highly educated, skilled workforce, and so many of the jobs of tomorrow come down to having skills in coding and engineering and technology, and we want to just find ways to stimulate an excitement so young people will pursue this, particularly young women.
Hochul took a photo and briefly spoke to students who came down from Beekmantown in Clinton County.
How was the presenting? Go well?
Yeah.
Beekmantown Middle School principal Amy Campbell traveled with her students to share some of the unique approaches her school takes regarding STEM.
So this convening is about workforce development for 2025 or just into the future, and we are a project-based learning school in the middle school, so we were invited to come and talk about our different way we approach our instructional design in the middle school.
Now a 10th grader, David Gagnon, remembered one of his favorite assignments while in middle school.
One that stands out to me in my mind was Build a Better Beekmantown, where we were given a piece of property and we had to change it into something that we wanted to create. My group created a diner, and then we had to create a 3D model and actually make that happen and, you know, figure out all the finances that were required with it and all the information required to do it.
Fellow sophomore Shania Rose was glad to see the Lieutenant Governor mention writing as an essential skill to develop in addition to technical skills.
Also her touch on young women joining like careers that are pretty much predominantly male and stuff like that, because I've thought about going into careers that are predominantly male, just to kind of make my mark.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget plan includes a series of proposals focused on young women, including closing the gender gap in STEM and providing mentoring and other leadership opportunities. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.